The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Question, what is on your mind? That's what we want to know, ladies and gentlemen. What is on your mind? Answer the question by phoning us up at 800-228-0550 on this fine Wednesday, the 12th of November. Veterans are still on my mind, to tell you the truth. I thoroughly enjoyed yesterday's program. It was so fun to have folks call in, veterans and family members of veterans, and have all the shout-outs. So hope you took a little time to remember all the freedoms we enjoy are bought and paid for by the sacrifices from the veterans and their families. God bless them one and all. That was really enjoyable. I'm thoroughly still in that moment. I'm stuck in yesterday because it was that good. So thank you for that very much. But it is a new day, means a new show, and some ground to tackle today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god from 550 K-Fire, is here. Hello, Todd. Happy Wednesday.
Hello, Scott. Happy Wednesday.
How you doing?
You too. I've got cold.
Well, it's a polar vortex. You're supposed to be cold.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, what the heck?
See,
a phone rings?
This is what happens when you give out my cell number on the air.
I've never heard your phone ring ever. Usually you have it on silent.
I usually remember that.
Yeah.
let me turn that off.
Interesting.
I'll see if it's a listener.
Yeah, you go ahead and check that out. Anyway, on the program today, we have a little bit of a programming change. Normally Wednesdays, the talk radio town hall means Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. However, his flight schedule was altered to get him on an earlier flight, and therefore he is unable to join us on the show today. So we're going to reschedule that maybe for later this week. Otherwise, we'll just crank up next week after there's a few days of work under his belt there in Washington, D.C. But on the program today, we're going to talk women in agriculture with a couple of leaders from the North Dakota Soybean Council at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, we're going to talk to Rob Port of the Say Anything blog. There's a shakeup at the North Dakota University system involving the auditor and also the chief compliance officer. Coincidentally, both of whom I've seen in a committee meeting where I was really impressed with them. So I don't know what's going on there, but Rob Port has been all over that story. So Rob will join us to get his take on it, and we welcome yours as well, okay? Here's how you join the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And also you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you've been following this story of the top auditor at the North Dakota University system saying he was put on leave for promoting accountability and want to weigh in on that, have at it. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department, as you know, recently announced a proposed plan allowing deer hunters just one deer license per year starting next year. Bismarck Tribune has come out against that, says it's questionable. I want to know what our list. We spent a little bit of time talking about this the Friday before the opener. And as I recall, most folks had weighed in, thought it was okay. But it's not meeting with the approval of the Bismarck Tribune. What do you think about it? We can talk about that. And then there's a climate change deal between the president and China on this trip. Anybody a little suspect about that? We can tackle that topic. And some reports that Senate Democrats are going to go gung-ho on Keystone XL pipeline during the lame duck session here. Great. I think it's fantastic. Let them take all the credit they want on it, right? I don't care. Just get the darn thing done. Get on with it. That's fine with me. Care less about who gets the credit. Just get the stuff done would be my suggestion, but welcome yours as well. Anyway, a couple things on our mind. We want to know what's on your mind. Let's get to it here. Ron and Kildare is first up, listening on 550 K-Fire at 800-228-0550. Ron, what is on your mind?
Well, I was watching the election, and obviously there's been a political shift. And I think myself, who was a Democrat, now I'm independent, are kind of wondering exactly what's going to happen. You know, what I heard a lot of talk about cutting the federal budget and a lot of useless programs, but I honest to God did not hear any specific, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that are kind of just waiting and they're just wondering, you know, are they going to cut back Medicaid? Are they going to cut back food stamps? Are they going to close some military bases? Because sooner or later, after the first of the year, the people that were elected are going to have to go to Washington and make these decisions. And I think people are just kind of concerned, you know, in what direction they're going to go. Hopefully they can do it, you know. Now, I'm going to mention about the Keystone Pipeline. I have worked in the Sand Hills of Nebraska, and it is kind of a special place. There's a lot of, I don't know if you'd call them exotic animals, but there's a lot of, there's elk, there's deer. And I think the people are concerned that if there's a spill or an accident, that it's cleaned up properly. And I wonder sometimes the people that are for the Keystone, and I'm for the Keystone Pipeline, don't get me wrong, but I wonder sometimes if somebody was going to build a hog confinement barn about 20 miles out of Medora, what those same people would say. You know, that's kind of on my mind today. And if you can give me some suggestions or you can give me some answers, I'm sure I'll listen.
What do you want out of your elected leaders?
Well, I think across the board, we need to cut back government spending. I would certainly be willing to give up 10% of my pension check because this is my country too, you know. I would certainly like to see the tax code straightened out. You know, they talk about a high corporate tax in America, which is very, very true. But we also have a very generous deduction. There's over 1,000 pages in our tax code. And, boy, I'll bet you there's a lot of companies and a lot of people out there that really stretch the limit when it comes to that deduction, any deduction. So, you know, I would like to see a more honest and fair tax code. I would like to see the states take over a lot more of these programs, and because I think they can probably handle it better. And, you know, somebody during the election, I heard North Dakota common sense. Well, yeah, I think probably some of the common sense that works in North Dakota may not work in Texas or Louisiana. You know, the elected leaders are the ones that are going to have to figure this out. So that's why they were elected.
Ron, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, one elected leader, Nancy Pelosi, has come out, despite the fact that Democrats control fewer seats than they have in nearly 80 years, said she does not believe what happened on election night was a wave. It's her first interview since the Democrats lost a dozen House seats to Republicans last Tuesday. Said, quote, there was no wave of approval for the Republicans. There was no wave of approval for the Republicans. I wish them congratulations. They won the election, but there was no wave of approval for anybody. There was an ebbing, an ebb tide for us. As for whether she would consider stepping down as minority leader, Pelosi said she's needed now more than ever. You folks need Nancy Pelosi? Quite frankly, she said, if we would have won, I would have thought about leaving. Her take on the midterms is this. It wasn't a Republican wave. Her party's message is fine. And while President Barack Obama thinks Democrats need to play better politics, she believes Democrats just need to better engage voters. So she's going to run for another term as House Minority Leader, which she likely will win unchallenged next week. And also laid out plans to harness her power among fellow Democrats to keep her job as Minority Leader, to digging in on Obamacare and the party's economic messaging, setting up her party to fight to take back the House in 2016 on similar grounds as this year, apparently without a dramatic shakeup of the leadership team. Saying, quote, it's always time for fresh leadership, but my members have asked me to stay. Isn't this bizarre? So now Nancy Pelosi, again, just pure numbers, says the Republicans have the highest numbers they've had in about 80 years. And she sees no problem with that. President Obama is actually more interested in the folks that did not vote and somehow has a really unique ability to know what it is they want. So he's less worried about the people that did vote than those that didn't. You really wonder, don't you? You really wonder. Goes through their mind. Rocky and Mandan, let's talk about deer hunting, shall we? What do you think of the new proposal? One per family, one per person, rather.
I guess my question is, I just wondering, what is the Game and Fish trying to do? What are they trying to prove here?
Well, I think what they're trying to share the wealth a little bit, because they talked about, despite numbers being way down, obviously, numbers as in deer population, therefore deer tags being down, and then, you know, one hunter having three or four tags, that it'd be better to spread it out a little bit until the number comes back.
I guess, you know, if you look back 3-4 years ago, there was such an abundance of tags. We're just in a little down cycle here. I don't see what they're trying to prove, or if they're trying to do a trophy state, you know, I just don't get it.
So your point is, you don't care if one hunter gets three or four tags, even with the numbers being down, just leave it like it is and let the numbers come back?
Well, that's their prerogative. If they have the licenses available and one hunter is issued three or four tags,
hang on, Rocky. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Just hold that thought, if you would. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour. Here's the Bismarck Tribune editorial on this now. We're talking about the North Dakota Game and Fish Department announcing a proposal last Thursday because of the numbers, the deer numbers. Obviously, this year, 48,000 available, which is down 11,500 from last year and about 100,000 fewer than just a few years ago. And so they proposed a plan that would allow deer hunters only one deer license per year starting in 2015. bull hunters have been a little upset about that because they've been able to purchase tags over the counter and then still retain the opportunity to be drawn in the firearm lottery. Officials countered, saying the plan under consideration is in response to reduced deer numbers and is a way to more fairly distribute available licenses. Hunters will now be eligible to get only one license a year, gun, archery, or muzzleloader. Plan brings into question the impact archery hunters actually have on the state's deer herd. Last year, 23,000 bow hunting tags were issued, and archery hunters experienced a 29% success rate. Officials will have to weigh what the net effect will really be, since many other archers were also unsuccessful in the deer gun lottery and will be in the field regardless. From a public relations standpoint, the one license per hunter proposal will likely receive support, but in the end, offer limited benefit as a means to rebuild deer numbers. That will be largely determined by nature's will and habitat improvement efforts in the future. Okay, so that's their take. So, Rocky, you were in the middle of your response. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I would agree 100%. I mean, for one, you're going to lose a ton of revenue without an extra tag or another draw or another lottery. And like you said, let the system take care of itself. You have the lotteries. The lottery's in place. The system works. It just seems like if you're going to add another rule and regulation, it's just more government again. And it's never going to go away. It's never going to go. What happens, like you said, when we have the overpopulation again, then what are they going to do?
Well, there was some talk, I know, when this was announced that obviously they would have the flexibility to be able to readjust it and go back up to add multiple licenses. Your point is you think North Dakota deer hunters are understanding that this is cyclical, that this is a product of, consecutive brutal winters and less CRP acreage out there. And so now it's just a matter of waiting this out.
Everything takes its toll. It all runs in cycles. And like I said, it's going to come back. It'll be just fine. Like you said, people got to be patient. The system works currently as far as the lottery. Like you're saying, if one individual gets three or four tags, it's through the lottery. It's through the system. It's not that he's bypassing five or six other people and getting these three or four tags. Everybody gets the option, the choice. If they don't choose that tag, that's up to them. That's up to the individual.
All right, Rocky, appreciate the call. Let's see if others agree with you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the work you guys do there.
Thank you very much. And Rocky says just leave it alone. Leave it as is. Don't make the change reacting to the low numbers. Agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550. John says it's kind of sad to think that a few years ago it was an opposite problem. Hunters were getting 3 to 7 tags. Did they issue too many then? I know we have had some bad winters, but it seems to be a big part of it. Our family uses that deer through the year to eat, and we love it. I wonder how many more hunters would get a tag with just one issued. Paul says rifle season should be suspended for an entire season to allow the numbers to get back where they belong. However, no one will go for that, especially the game and fish, because it's too much of a moneymaker. Which begs the question, if they limit it to one tag per year, how much are they going to raise the price of that tag? Jamie says some units have more than enough deer, so why shut down the season in those units? Not a very well thought out proposal by game and fish. All right, some other opinions there. Let's go to Lynn and Bismarck, listening on KFIRE. What's on your mind, Lynn?
Good morning. Let's just say that the success ratio for deer gun hunting is 50% for discussion purposes. Then I think I agree with the one deer per hunter concept. But let's say a person wants to hunt with a bow and a muzzleloader where the success rates, just for discussion, are, say, 10 and 10%. So if you had two tags for muzzle and for bow, your prospects for success would be 20%, but for a gun would be, 50%. So I think it would be okay to give a person the muzzleloader tag and the bow tag, but once they fill the one deer quota, they're done. I hope the Game and Fish does it that way.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go up to Central North Dakota for another take. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I believe no one gets four tags under the current system. It's strictly over-the-counter bow licenses and then the lottery for the rifle and muzzleloader.
Game and Fish has said previously that their issue had been complaints from folks who never get tags, while others get several.
That's so, the lottery. Know, everyone is entitled to go buy a bow tag and hunt that way. I believe the current system works, and if they really want the numbers to come back, they got to limit the females, the reproductive part. So they cut back on some antlerless tags for a season. I believe their numbers will jump right back.
So leave the system as is.
That's correct. It's working.
It's working. Got it. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Tom. And Stanley is next up here, listening on 550 KFAR. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I'm actually calling about the confusion that seems to be happening to do with the deer numbers and tags. There's one question that I actually called in about months ago. I've never heard an answer to that. I believe has a huge impact on this. And that is the number of deer that a mountain lion will kill per year to live, because mountain lions that aren't really factored in Nevada, for instance, 60 deer per adult mountain lion is the number they figure are taken by the mountain lions. So now we have this influx of mountain lions that show up, and they don't really know how many, because mountain lions are secretive animals. How many are killing the deer? That's the question.
Yeah. How many do we have, right? How many mountain lion are here? What's the population of the mountain lion? And then is the kill ratio similar to what you cite in Colorado, is your point?
Well, if the kill ratio is about the same, you know, what is it?
What would you... 60 to 1, yeah. What is your solution on it? Would you start taking on mountain lions?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they're predators. They kill the livestock. They kill the wildlife. They don't care.
And I don't recall the answer, but I know that we brought up that mountain lion issue before with Game and Fish. We'll ask it again. By the way, they're on with Todd on K-Fire Cafe after 4 today, as they are every Wednesday. So good question there, too, but I'll make a note, too, next time they're on. Brad, Burke County, got a half minute for you, listening on KTGO 1090. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't want to change the lottery now. My wife and I have already paid our dues. We both drawed out 6 years in a row. Let's not have a deer lottery next year.
So what's happened the last 6 years? You got the goose egg?
Yeah, both. My wife and I both have drawn out 6 years in a row, and my two boys have drawn out 4 years in a row. That's 20 years of deer license that we haven't got to hunt.
Wow. Yeah, so don't shortchange those numbers now, Brad, huh? Not when your luck should be turning around, let's hope. Women in agriculture in our focus with the folks in the North Dakota Soybean Council when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In Minot. Yeah, if you put in for a draw on that deer license for doe the first draw, you usually get it, and your odds are a lot better. If you put in for a buck, yeah, you're taking a chance of not getting drawn for the year. So if there's no second drawing, you're just out. So some of these guys are skewing the lottery the wrong way.
Hey, good morning. I Ed from Minot. My opinion on this deer license thing is, why don't we let the people that are hired to manage this stuff do their job? We're not allowed to go into these other people's workplaces and tell them how to do their job. Let's let them do it. That's what they're hired for. Take care of the problem. Whiners that think want 18 freaking deer every year. It's a pain in my side, you know. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Some opinions on our one of our questions of the day, and Bismarck Tribune editorial today has prompted a little discussion on this new proposal from the Game and Fish Department. We'll continue to follow it and certainly welcome the folks in from Game and Fish and welcome your opinions as well. All right, back to some open phone time here in a bit. We're also going to chat with Rob Port of the Sand Lake Blog about a story emerging out of the North Dakota University system on a shakeup on the auditor side. Stay tuned for that coming up. Right now, we want to talk a little agriculture. The CEO of the North Dakota Soybean Council, Diana Biedelsbacher, is here. She's brought a soybean farmer along with us, along with her, Vanessa Comer of Colfax. And we're going to talk about opportunities for women in agriculture. Diana and Vanessa, how are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning.
Great.
How are you?
Good. Glad to have you both here.
Glad to be here.
Tell me about the Soybean Council and just the soybean industry in general, Diana, if you were to start things out here a little bit.
Well, the North Dakota Soybean Council exists primarily to enable a soybean producer's ability to grow a very high-quality soybean and a high volume of soybeans to meet the increasing demand of our overseas customers.
How's business?
And we are, as such, we're governed by a 12-member board of directors. And this coming year, we're going to have 4 open positions on our board. And so we're working very diligently to get the word out about these open positions, and particularly to try and reach women and minority producers and encourage them to step up and consider running for one of those positions.
All right. So you're looking for some fresh leadership, some new folks to join. Give me a little sense of the state of the industry, Diana. How's the soybean world in North Dakota going these days?
Well, it's a phenomenal success story. About 20 years ago, we planted about 500,000 acres of soybeans, primarily in the Red River Valley. And this past year, we've planted 6 million acres of soybeans. So the growth is phenomenal. The demand is very strong, and we're excited.
Vanessa, am I saying your last name correctly? Is it Comer?
It's Comer, but that's okay.
Okay, I want to just make sure I have it right. So Vanessa Coomer is from Colfax, where they farm there. Tell us about your operation.
Well, my husband and son and I raise soybeans and corn and sugar beets over by Colfax, North Dakota. And I am the past chairman of the United Soybean Board, which is the national checkoff board for soybeans.
And what would you say to Diana's point that you're looking to fill some spots here? Tell us a little bit about your time in those leadership positions and what you'd say to others that might be considering, saying, "Hey, pick me. I'm interested." What was your takeaway from that leadership time?
Well, it was a fantastic opportunity for me. A lot of people say, "Well, I don't have the knowledge base for it." And frankly, neither did I when I went into it. It's such a huge learning curve. When you go on to one of these boards, you learn so much. And it's not really about the production of your crop as much as it is about the marketing of it, the uses for it, and just raising the awareness of the crop within your industry and reaching out to industry partners. So for me, it was a great opportunity to represent and promote our industry, the products that we raise on our farm.
And that is really amazing, Diana, even though North Dakota is an ag state, obviously, and agriculture is part of the fabric of everything we do day in and day out, there's still even a lack of an awareness here, isn't there?
Right. Well, it's very important because we are such a growing, dynamic industry. It's very important to bring on more diverse opinions and perspectives. And, I think our ability to do that is crucial to our continued success as a commodity.
And talk about the impact that women can have in today's ag industry by helping with these issues.
I think it's just the fact that women can bring a diverse opinion and thought process to the board. You really see it when you have more diversity of opinion in a room. You come up with more ideas rather than just having the same thought process of everybody in the room. You can come up with better ideas, more ideas, and a way of reaching out to more people. We have a group of women that do Common Ground, which is young farm women that are blogging and reaching out to young suburban moms and talking about food and how it's raised and how we farm. And it's been a great success and a great connection story. So I think every board, and it doesn't matter what, whether it's church council or whether it's a checkoff commodity board, every board gains from other people's insights rather than having just a homogenous thought process going through. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to learn about your own industry and to be able to promote your own industry.
And Vanessa, walk us through what you learned. You talked about, the marketing, the use of the product, the awareness, and what you thought you knew going in and what you knew coming out, what you learned to inspire some future women leaders in agriculture. It might be helpful to understand what you took in the way of a lesson from all this and what you know now.
Oh, it was just tremendous. I was able to travel overseas and meet with our customers over in Southeast Asia and China and meet with government officials and actually farmers in those areas. I spent time traveling to the European Union and discussing why biotechnology is used on so many farms in the United States and why it is such a good technology, reducing the use of diesel fuel and trips over the field. I was able to meet with American farm broadcasters when they have their meeting down in Kansas. And I was able to meet with the processors that, take our soybeans from whole beans and process them into meal and sell them into our markets overseas. It's just, you really get a better feeling for all the uses. When you talk about the uses for soybeans, I couldn't possibly list them all because they are just too numerous to mention and probably, it's a catalog of things that we can make out of soybeans. So those are the things that you learn about your product that you really didn't know before, what the uses are. I didn't know that 98% of our soy meal goes for feed for, poultry and pork and dairy. And so you just learn a lot and you're able to make decisions and help make decisions about how the checkoff dollar is invested. And so it's really an important
role to play. And, you know, it was just fantastic experience for me.
Where's the biggest market, Diana, for soybeans? Where's the usage the highest?
Well, China is our number one customer, and Southeast Asia countries also are very large buyers of U.S. soy.
Is that just sheer numbers, or is that something that they see in the value of soybeans nutritionally that we're not up to speed on yet?
Well, I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, most of our North Dakota beans, because we don't have a crushing facility, are actually shipped by rail out to the Pacific Northwest, pressed, and then a lot of our countries use them for soy meal for animals.
Interesting. And in the couple minutes we have left here, we should probably, I know your intention here is to get more women involved and take advantage of spots that are open. How do folks go about throwing their name in the hat, exploring these opportunities, learning more about them? What should they do?
Well, they can log on to our website, which is ndsoybean.org. They can contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office and visit with me. They can also watch their mailbox for nomination forms coming out to the counties that are up for election shortly after the first of the year. And we strongly encourage them to either nominate themselves or someone they know who has a passion for the industry and a commitment to serve.
All right, so if they go to ndsoybean.org, they just go into the Contact Us page and get some information to you?
Yes, they can do that. Or there's news and information which talks about the elections, the counties that are up for election, and the whole nomination and election process itself.
Fantastic. And by the way, that website in general is just a great resource to find out all the things that are going on in the soybean world. Vanessa, anything else you want to add before we let you guys go?
I just want to say that, you know, it was a great experience for me, but I feel it's also a responsibility for us to stand up and represent our industry. So I hope that, you know, people hearing this, and especially other women hearing this, will take it to heart and enable themselves and empower themselves to stand up and take the challenge.
And to know that they're not alone, because we have a wonderful staff here and a highly qualified and knowledgeable 12-person board of directors who will stand behind them all the way.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, ladies. Appreciate the update, and good luck filling those slots with some wise women.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. We appreciate it.
Some leaders in agriculture. Yeah, thank you both. North Dakota Soybean Council CEO Diana Beatles-Bacher, soybean farmer Vanessa Coomer from Colfax, talking about women in agriculture and some spots available in the North Dakota Soybean Council, United Soybean Board, and making an impact in today's ag industry. How'd you sleep last night anyway, Todd? You sound like you're, rested and ready. Must be that pillow of yours, I'm guessing, huh?
My pillow. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, your pillow. You're singing the praises of your pillow. I am, too. And our pillow, we would love to be your pillow, ladies and gentlemen. That's why if you go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott, they'll give you a 2-for-1 deal on their original classic pillow. This is not going to break the bank. This is a good deal. You can also call them if you prefer just to pick up the phone. Don't have that .com stuff. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or you go to mypillow.com and promo code Scott. 2-for-1 on their original classic pillow. That means a savings of 50%, and they have 50% savings on a lot of neat accessories, too. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has a patented interlocking fill, which means it adjusts to any sleep position. It's custom designed for you by design. It's also machine washable and dryable. This thing will be around for a long time. I mean, this is like pennies a night for a great sleep. Because it has a 10-year warranty, it will not go flat. So you want it to be machine washable and dryable, non-allergenic. Stays cool so you don't toss and turn. 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City, or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Congressman Kramer, congratulations on your re-election, sir. I did vote for you, and don't always agree with your policies, but I tell you what, when you're on the air all the time and you take all questions and you answer them all, that gets my vote every time, sir. A follow-up for you, I get a newsletter from Speaker Boehner's office every 2 weeks or so, and in it he outlines his priorities for the session. And he has said nothing about sealing off our southern border. And I wonder if you would please bring that back into the conversation with him and start making that a priority, to seal off our southern border. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Congressman Kramer, normally here on Wednesdays, actually will not be here, but I thought we'd go ahead and play the question just because I want to find out what's on your mind, and that's obviously a border security issue on his mind. We'll save that question for when the Congressman Kramer does join us, which may be later this week, or we may just end up having to schedule that on the regular Wednesday next week. We haven't been able to figure that out yet, but he actually had a flight change early this morning that put him in the air during the time for the program, which is next hour. So Congressman Kramer will not be here. Rob Porter, the Standing Blog, is going to join us at 10:30 today on the program. We're going to talk about a shakeup at the North Dakota University system and what that all means. In the meantime, we have a very simple question for you. What is on your mind? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I know when it comes to the border control issue, the one thing that Congressman Kramer also has raised, I think importantly, is that we not just assume this is only a southern border issue. Obviously, there's work to be done on the southern border. But given the Canadian system on allowing individuals into the country and then not tracking them to the degree we do, that's a vulnerability for us. Because if you are looking to do us harm, you can get into Canada easier than you can get into the U.S., and you're tracked less than you're tracked here. So why wouldn't you try and work your way there and then cross the border? He's brought that up before as well. But these are good issues. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. John at Grand Forks listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Fox News, they've got their hair in a bunch over Bruce Springsteen singing Fortunate Son at this concert for the veterans in Washington, D.C. last night. And they have Facebook and Twitter comments and, yeah, everybody's upset about it. And I'm thinking, hey, that was worth, 1969, 72, when I was in the military, that was one of our favorite songs. Yeah, we liked the anti-war stuff. It was fun to listen to, and I got no problem, lighting up everybody. I don't know if any other vets feel like that. But
yeah, I was less worried about Springsteen and more about was it Eminem that was dropping all kinds of inappropriate? Just seemed like
you weren't surprised at that.
I was not surprised. No, but
Eminem,
I mean,
dropping an F bomb. Wow, the sun came up in the east too.
Why have them there? I mean, so part of me says to your point, John. Look, it's free speech, and like it or don't like it, you're not forced to follow it, right?
But there's a lot of songs during that era we enjoyed. Country Joe and the Fish, 1, 2, 3. I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And all that kind of stuff. I'd pick those for a veterans concert.
And given the way Vietnam vets were treated after they came back home, yeah, really. I think a concert, and some recognition, even if it comes with, So,
remember the one guy we had on yesterday, Scott? He's been praised more in the last 3 years than the last 35.
Yeah, I love that story. I do.
Yeah, that happened to me last year.
Standing in where?
Standing in the bank, and a young guy in a uniform with his wife. I had a cap on, said U.S. Army. And he turned around and thanked me for my service, and I was just taken back. I said, wow, that's the first time in over 40 years somebody's ever said that to me.
Unreal.
That's true.
That's cool. We can't do it enough. But I'm with you, John, on the concert. I mean, I think we got a lot bigger fish to fry. We got a lot bigger challenges than getting all wrapped up about a concert in D.C. I would have maybe chosen a little differently, but whatever. Musical tastes are in the eye of the beholder, I guess. Mike and Bismarck listening on KFIRE. What's on your mind? Got a minute for you here.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thanks for taking my call. I'm talking about voter ID, and I would like to know what is the big issue Democrats have with that, especially after the presidential election in 2000 and 2004, when these big crybabies, that's all they did was say, Bush stole the election, voter fraud, Bush stole the election, on and on and on, and it was just 24/7 on the news, and now you have a common sense way of cracking down and eliminating a lot of it, probably not all of it, but now, heck no, there's no voter fraud going on, and this is Democrats talking, there's no voter fraud, and just a couple years ago, that was a major issue for these folks, and I get so sick and tired of the double standard and the whining and the crying that goes on that party's side, and I get a little fired up about it. How about
I don't blame you. The voter ID thing is just... it's a head scratcher, absolute head scratcher to think that requiring a voting an ID, which you need for renting a movie, shouldn't be required to vote. Crazy. I'm with you, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. More of your calls. Tell us what's on your mind. Straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agritouch. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.